Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again. Welcome to Spectrum. This is Steve Warren. Earlier this week, members of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus, known as KPAC, hosted a press call urging House Republican leaders to act on comprehensive immigration reform. The speakers highlighted the benefits of reform for the Asian American and also for Pacific Islander communities. The members of the panel are Congresswoman Judy Chu, Congressman Mike Honda, Congresswoman Grace Meng, and Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth. We now join the press call that was heard earlier this week with these representatives speaking on the subject of immigration reform.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today. We are here as members of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus, KPAC, to call on Speaker Boehner and House Republicans to join us and pass comprehensive immigration reform. The American people and countless aspiring Americans from around the world have waited long enough. And every day that House Republicans continue to stonewall progress and reform, millions within the Asian American and Pacific Islander community continue to live with the devastating impact of inaction. Today, more immigrants come from Asia or the Pacific Islands than any other region in the world. Those from Asian countries also account for 10%, or about 1.3 million of all undocumented immigrants. And even though APIs make up only 6% of the U.S. population, we account for over 40% of the 4.2 million individuals caught in the current family immigration visa backlog. This backlog affects people like Shi Hong Liang and his wife, who came to the United States but had to leave their 22-year-old son behind. If Mr. Liang was to petition for a son to come here from China, it could take him up to 12 years. And for some Asian countries like the Philippines, the wait time is nearly twice as long. Now, almost 1 year ago, the Senate passed Senate Bill 744, their immigration bill, and it passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. And a few months later, I was one of five House members to introduce H.R. 15, a bipartisan comprehensive immigration reform bill in the House. H.R. 15 closely mirrors the bipartisan Senate bill, but to ensure that it had even broader support, we took out the Senate's controversial border security amendment and replaced it with a bipartisan border security measure that passed unanimously out of the House Homeland Security Committee. Although it's not a perfect bill, it is truly a compromise and bipartisan in every sense of the word. And we know that if this bill were put on the House floor today, it would have the votes to pass. It already has the support of 200 Democrats and Republicans in the House. Altogether, 30 Republicans have come out in favor of immigration reform. And so if you add up the numbers, that's far more than the 218 votes that we need to pass the bill. But even knowing that the votes are there, the House Republican leadership has refused to move this bill forward. And that's why we filed a discharge petition last month on March 26th to demand a vote on H.R. 15. A discharge petition forces a vote on the floor. And if it receives 218 signatures, then the bill will be automatically brought up for a vote. Right now, 191 Democrats have signed on to the discharge petition, but zero Republicans. So it's time for those 30 Republicans to stop talking and start acting by signing the discharge petition. We just can't afford to continue kicking the can down the road on this issue. Like the Liang family, Americans can't wait any longer to reunite with their loved ones. In fact, 79% of Americans support comprehensive immigration reform, and over 600 business and religious leaders have already called on House Republicans to take immediate action. We can't continue to ignore the will of the American people. I urge Republican leadership to put politics aside and join us in fixing our broken immigration system once and for all. Now I'd like to turn the call over to KPAC's Immigration Task Force Co-Chair, Congressmember Mike Honda.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. I wanted to thank all of you for joining us today because you're part in this extending information to our communities to drive our communities to make sure that those who are not supportive will become supportive. So for that, I'm very thankful. As you know, comprehensive immigration reform is a top priority for KPAC and the diverse constituencies that we represent. Keeping families together is a cornerstone of our immigration policy, and family immigration matters are key issues for the Asian American Pacific Islander community. This is why deportations have a significant impact on Asian American Pacific Islander families in our country. Making reform to the Department of Homeland Security's enforcement practices and policies is an important priority for the community. Flawed enforcement practices and policies have separated millions of immigrant families. Young people in the Asian American Pacific Islander community are vulnerable to deportation and family separation. Due to various cultural factors, undocumented immigrants from Asia remain less visible than other ethnic counterparts and are less willing to come forward with status. They are also less likely to trust the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals, DACA process, due to fear that they or their family members will face deportation once information is submitted to the Department of Homeland Security. Now, this may be a contributing factor as to why only 2.6% of the DACA DACA recipients are Pacific Islanders, even though approximately 8% of young people who are eligible for DACA are from Asia. Given these challenges, administrative relief that extends to all members of the immediate family will make it easier for families to come out of the shadows together, as they will no longer face the predicament of sharing their status with the government while the rest of the family remains at risk for deportation. Additionally, the family immigrant visa backlog disproportionately affects the Asian community as families face devastatingly long wait times to reunite. As of November 2013, as many as 4.2 million individuals are waiting in the family visa backlogs, nearly half of whom are from Asian countries. Although the APIs make up 6% of the total U.S. population, over 40% of the 4.2 million individuals caught in the current family visa backlog are from Asian countries. Some immigrants from the API countries have to wait longer than a decade, have to wait longer than 10 years to get out of the backlog. China, average of 12 years. India, average of 12 years. The Philippines, average of over 23 years. Individuals from the Philippines, China, India, and Vietnam have among the highest number of family members in the family visa backlogs. Not surprisingly, the Asian countries with the largest visa backlogs are also the home countries from any undocumented Asians. Many family members eligible for family-based visas already live in the U.S., but are at risk of deportation and separation from their loved ones due to existing 3 and 10 years unlawful presence bars, the bars against coming back. Due to their unlawful presence in the U.S., these individuals cannot leave the country to pursue their visas or face long separations from their family because the departure triggers bars to reentry into this country. The longer we wait to act, the more families are torn apart. When communities are terrorized by ICE immigration raids, when nursing mothers are torn from their babies, when children come home from school to find their parents missing, when people are detained without access to legal counsel, when all that is happening, the system just isn't working and we need to change it. I, along with my colleagues, remain committed now more than ever to see immigration reform pass now. So I appreciate you being here as part of this news conference, and appreciate also that you get this information out to the community so they can act on it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Congresswoman Grace Meng. I just want to thank Leader Pelosi and KPAC and Chairperson Judy Chu and everyone here for taking the time to talk about this important topic. Immigration reform is important, but it's also a very good economic argument. In my district in Queens, New York, and home state of New York, we have a very diverse and thriving economy. Even in times of the economic downturn, many parts of New York, which have many immigrant-owned and run businesses, were thriving. Immigrants from the Philippines, India, China, and South Korea make up the majority of those waiting to enter the U.S. through the employment-based immigration system. Of the over 130,000 individuals waiting in the employment immigrant visa backlogs, over 80% are from API countries. Currently, H-1B visas are capped at only 65,000 visas per year. And in 2013, USCIS received 124,000 applications, and in most years, these visas get snapped up in a matter of weeks. Studies have shown that 2 out of 3 new jobs created in the United States are created by small businesses, and nearly 1 in 5 small business owners are immigrants. If we pass H.R. 15, we would be able to reduce the federal deficit by $900 billion over the next 2 decades, including $200 billion in the first decade alone. We would be able to raise the visa cap for the H-1B skilled worker program and increase worker protections for immigrant workers. A new non-immigrant investor visa and immigrant investor visa will be created, allowing STEM graduates who are educated in the U.S. to stay here. And again, I want to thank the media for taking the time to talk with us about this important issue. And hopefully we can emphasize for especially people in the business world, like Congresswoman Chu mentioned, the 600 business organizations, including Chambers of Commerce, for them to continue to push Republican leadership and their Congress members, especially in Republican districts, to have them do whatever they can to bring this bill to the floor. Thank you. And now I'm proud to introduce Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth.
Thank you so much, Congresswoman Meng. I also want to thank Congressman Honda and Congresswoman Chu for their extraordinary leadership on this very crucial issue. We all know how important immigration reform is to not just the Asian American community, but to all Americans. My personal perspective is based on my family's story. My father's family has served the United States since the American Revolution, where I'm a daughter of the American Revolution on my father's side, but my mother's an immigrant who became a citizen of the United States in her 50s. And I know firsthand how immigrants' hard work and love of this country have made us the strong, diverse nation that we are today. In my personal life, I was born in Thailand and moved throughout Southeast Asia as a child. And when it was time to move back to the U.S., my dad, my brother, and I were able to come back to the U.S., but my mom had to stay behind. Even though she was married to a U.S. citizen, had 2 children who were U.S. citizens, her citizenship was not finalized. And at a really difficult time in my childhood, when we were going through financial difficulties and some real challenges, our family was torn apart, and we were separated for more than 6 months. And, you know, I hear from many families who are separated not just for a few months like ours was, but for years or decades. And I can only imagine the pain that must cause. Frankly, our current immigration system hasn't changed in decades, and it does not reflect current 21st century realities. We need in this nation an immigration system that is practical, fair, and humane. It must allow immigrants currently living in the shadows to become citizens and pursue the American dream. At the same time, it must be fair to those who have been waiting in line to come here legally, and it must protect our nation's security. I think this is especially true in the case of the Dreamers. Young people who did not choose to come to this country and have only had America as their home deserve the opportunity to pursue their citizenship. and many of them chose to sacrifice their lives to fight for our country in the military. Many others have been able to pursue higher education and contribute to our society and economy, and all of these things are important to make the United States competitive on a global basis. That's why we must pass H.R. 15 now. The legislation mirrors the Senate's bipartisan immigration reform bill that passed last year. All of us are ready to work with both sides of the aisle to achieve reform. I held a roundtable to discuss comprehensive immigration reform last year in Addison, Illinois. And the roundtable had participants from 38 different organizations who showed up, far more than I expected, and they represented a whole variety of folks, from business to government to education and religious groups. They were all asking for comprehensive immigration reform. It ranged from everybody from the local chambers of commerce to the ACLU. The calls for reform are truly bipartisan. And if we can pass immigration reform, estimates are that over the next 20 years, that could mean as much as $1 trillion going back into the U.S. economy. That's a tremendous number that we cannot afford to lose at a time when our economy is still managing to try to grow and recover from the economic crisis. So I just want to say that not only is this an issue of humanitarian concerns, it's also an issue of national strength and also making sure that America is competitive well into the future. And with that, I'd like to just say thank you very much for being on the call today, and I'm turning it back over to Chairwoman Chu.
Of course, we've talked to the Republicans, and that's how we know that 30 Republicans have come out in favor of immigration reform. So what we are saying is put a bill on the floor, and we are saying sign the discharge petition so that we can get the bill on the floor. But even if they don't want to sign the discharge petition, then make sure that Speaker Boehner actually fulfills his statements from previous months, in which he actually does seem to feel that there should be an immigration bill. Otherwise, the Republicans become irrelevant. You know that in the last election, 73% of Asian Pacific Islanders voted for President Obama, and 70% of Hispanics. And what it shows is that there is a great concern about issues like immigration reform. And if the Republicans don't do something about it, they are going to lose even more votes from Hispanics and Asians. So I believe that this is the way to go. And on the other issues pertaining to President Obama's policies, and particularly with regard to deportation, we are actually having a meeting tomorrow with Secretary Johnson of Homeland Security to discuss what our priorities will be with regard to any potential change for those policies. I would say thank you all for being on this call, and we will look forward to some action on comprehensive immigration reform. Thank you so much.
This has been a special presentation of Spectrum on China America Radio. Our guest today, Congresswoman Judy Chu, Congressman Mike Honda, Congresswoman Grace Meng, and Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth. Of course, they are members of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus, known as KPAC, speaking about comprehensive immigration reform. That's Spectrum for this week. Join us again next week for another Spectrum program. I'm Steve Warren.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.